friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Coming up at 12:20, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joining us 12:20. And then Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. He has the YouTube show Inside Coverage with a gentleman named Andrew Siciliano. So a couple of heavy hitters coming up here on the show. We were just talking, shock, about quarterbacks in the Browns.
What?
And because of what's going on, Andy, we've been doing this quarterback thing where we're looking at the quarterbacks in college this year who could be the number one overall pick and or could be a first-round pick who the Browns end up drafting. And guess what's happening as this season goes on?
Things aren't what they appeared to be at the beginning of the season.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
It's getting more convoluted, and it's a strange type of thing. Now let me throw this at you first. We've had this pool of guys that we've been looking at, okay? At the beginning of the year, and I didn't just put the pool together just, you know, willy-nilly. I paid attention to who all the people were, all the draft analysts and everybody else, who they were talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll quickly give you some updates here on some of these guys that we've been talking about quite a bit. Let's see.
Oh, the marching band. Hi, guys. Come on in.
Welcome, everybody.
Ooh, look out for that trombone.
Appreciate that. The guy that I've really enjoyed watching when I look at video is
Julian Sain. I knew you were going to say
Lenora Sellers of South Carolina. A bunch of teams didn't play this week. South Carolina was one of them. His last game out, they beat Kentucky, and he was pretty good. Okay, and he rushes the ball well. He throws it well. Garrett Nussmeier was also off. From LSU, but they're coming off a loss at Mississippi, and he threw for a season-low 197 yards. Fernando Mendoza is this kid from Indiana who transferred in from Cal, and he looks kind of like he looks kind of like Will Howard to me, kind of a tall, big kid.
He's getting a lot of love.
Yeah, he didn't play last week. They were off. Their last game at Iowa, they came up with a win.
14th best QBR.
And he had 233 yards passing. Mm-hmm. There's a guy that wasn't on anybody's real radar at the beginning of the year as far as everybody talking about these first-round picks, and his name's Dante Moore. And he was Dylan Gabriel's backup last year at Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, he was off last week. He is coming off the win over Penn State in double overtime, where he completed a ton of passes, and on the season, 74% of his passes completed, 14 touchdowns and one interception. So this guy's put himself on the radar. Arch Manning lost at Florida. Drew Aller lost at UCLA.
Yeah,
Penn State.
I mean,
it's still not on Drew.
Yeah, it's not on.
I know. It's, you know,
their defense,
James Franklin, the defense, yeah. Everything else. So all that's going on. But Penn State had a real easy early schedule, and now Penn State's lost two straight games. Unfortunately, Drew Aller's going to pay the price for some of that because they always point at the quarterback. I like Drew Aller. I hope he ends up here. I think it'd be great.
He's only thrown two interceptions all year.
Your guy, John Mateer from Oklahoma,
yeah,
broken bone in his right hand,
yeah.
But he's expected to come back, and he wants to play against Texas coming up in, what is it, the Red River game,
mm-hmm.
I think they call it.
Red River Classic.
So that one's
rivalry.
Coming up.
Rivalry, not class.
Yeah, it's the Red River rivalry. Yeah. It used to be the Red River shootout.
Yeah, so that's coming up. Carson Beck at Miami keeps just kind of hanging around the top of this thing. He's coming off a win against Florida State. He was good. 20-27, 241, four touchdowns. So
Mario Cristobal can draw him up. That's for darn sure.
Your dude, Cade Klubnick, Dan, who you're not too crazy about anymore.
I was just going to say, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. Beat up North Carolina, and he was good. 22 of 24, 254 and four touchdowns. Making Bill Belichick go, where's the girlfriend?
More so, like Bill Belichick going, where's the media gig?
So in other words, there are a bunch of these guys, Andy, that are floating around out there. And a website I like looking at is something called NFLDraftBuzz.com. And they put out updated rankings of guys. This is how they have them ranked right now, a quarterback. You ready?
Okay.
The number one quarterback is Lenora Sellers in their estimation.
Hmm.
And kind of boom, out of nowhere, Dante Moore is now number two, the kid from Oregon. And Fernando Mendoza is number three. So the guys that, you know, we had heard about earlier, John Mateer has moved up to number four on their listing. Nussmeier has dropped to five. Arch Manning has dropped to six. So this is, I mean, this thing is so in flux that it makes me think this. Are they really going to take a quarterback next year? Are they?
I don't know.
Because
keep your eye out, though. The game of the week, then, if you want to look at it for, as far as quarterbacks are concerned, Oregon against Indiana this week. You've only got three teams in the Big Ten that are still undefeated. Indiana, Ohio State, and Oregon. And, I mean, Oregon's, what, number three this week going in. So, and Indiana's, I mean, they're like a, it's almost like I don't even know you anymore, Indiana. You actually have a football team.
Now, let me make you cringe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at mock drafts already.
No.
And I just stop. Just stop. I do this because I like seeing what people are thinking at the time. Okay?
Sports. That's an answer to why.
Sports Illustrated has a mock draft out. Okay? The number one pick in Sports Illustrated's draft, number one overall, is Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon, going to the New York Jets. With the second pick in the draft, Sports Illustrated in their mock have the Cleveland Browns selecting Spencer Fano, an offensive tackle from Utah. They don't have him taking a quarterback. Isn't that something?
Who's the last guy we got? Kruger? Is that the last guy we had from Utah? I'm just trying to think.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Got traded from the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, he played you.
And so the Browns have another second-round pick. Another first-round pick,
like,
right?
Hey, Uger.
They have another first-round pick. And you got to scroll way down because Jacksonville's playing well right now, and they're basing it on current records. And they have the Browns at 26 with the Jacksonville pick taking. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Bell, wide receiver from Louisville. How about that?
They could use a wide receiver.
Well, they can. But see, here we're all thinking, and I still am, thinking they're going to take a quarterback. Well, Sports Illustrated in a mock draft says, no, they're not taking a quarterback. That's not what they're going to do.
I got 6 months.
I know.
I got 6 months.
Yeah, and then we have 4 hours, and we're having a fine conversation about it.
I got 6 months.
Are you enjoying, Dan?
No.
I feel bad
for our marching band right now. They're like playing the same notes over and over.
Are you
really whining about the music that we have under this?
No, yes, I mean, these guys get tired. Like, the drummer's got to get tired. Can you give us some water at least?
Hang on now.
Anything nice on this show at any point?
Let me throw tired. This at you. Hold on.
I don't. I'm just hooked on Indiana, Oregon this week. Keep going.
SI has the
marching band repeat.
SI's mock draft. Right,
that's the third time that voice has come out this week.
Browns don't have a quarterback in SI's mock draft. They're going wide receiver, offensive tackle.
Yeah.
So you check another one. CBS Sports. Mock draft. Okay? The number one quarterback odds that they have out there for the number one overall pick, Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback from Indiana, followed by Lenora Sellers from South Carolina, and then Dante Moore, the kid from Oregon. With their mock draft, number one overall pick, quarterback Dante Moore going to the Jets. Isn't that something? And then they think the Browns are apparently going to do something. They have the Browns with the ninth pick in the first round. And I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, so forgive me. Taking offensive tackle, Francis Muagoa?
Sure.
From Miami. So two mock drafts have the Browns going offensive tackle with the first pick, which I thought was fascinating. So you go down a little bit more, Andy.
Yes.
With the second pick. CBS has the Browns taking Carnell Tate.
Ooh, I'll take
it. Wide receiver, Ohio State. No quarterback. But, Andy,
Yeah, no, this isn't true. This is based on talent.
This is food for thought.
They're going to take quarterback.
Hey, Dan and I were convinced as soon as they made that trade and trade down from two and get the fifth pick and next year's number one and then get the picks for Quinshon Judkins that they're taking a quarterback next year. Well, two mock drafts say no, but Andy, CBS has them trading back up in the first round at number 31.
Oh, what a shock. Oh, to have three first-round picks?
And taking John Mateer from Oklahoma.
Oh, I'd be okay with that. I'm okay with that.
But see, here's the thing.
As long as he's not hurt.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You wait to 31, do you actually think you're drafting your franchise quarterback?
Well, he still falls into the first round category, so.
I know. But then you'd have 5'10 Dylan Gabriel and 6'1 John Mateer. And who else? What if Shadur is still there? It's interesting. Just interesting. So, for those of you who are convinced that the Browns are taking a quarterback next year, like me, like Dan, two mock drafts say not really. And trading back up to get one. And they each have them taking an offensive tackle and a wide receiver, which, by the way, they clearly need.
How about...
Isn't that kind of fascinating, though?
Yeah. How about Gabriel or Sanders jumps off the page over by the end of the season? We don't need to draft a quarterback in the first round. How about that one? I'd like that. I would like that.
Let me give you one more thought on this. You mm-hmm. ready?
Mm-hmm.
CBS has guys not listed, and they don't think they're going to be there. They don't have Lenora Sellers in their draft because they think he's going back to school. I would cry. They also
Arch
have...
Arch Manning's got to go back, don't you
they
think?
Also, yeah. They also have the Raiders taking Fernando Mendoza at number 7 at quarterback.
I can see. I'm telling you, this week for him is going to be gigantic.
Yeah.
This is a gigantic game for him this week.
See, here's the thing. If you're a young quarterback and you think you're going to be a top 10 pick, if you're going to be that high, you probably come out and take the NFL money. If you're not going to be that high, you stay in school and take the NIL money. And then get better and then get better in a better quarterback money coming out in a draft the next year. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you.
They also don't have Drew Aller going in the first round. CBS.
He needs some luck to go the other way. I mean, they did put 37 up against UCLA this week, but...
Well, it's UCLA and they lost to a team that hadn't won a game.
He scored 37 points. I'll take that. I mean, what are you going to do? It's offense. It's
going to outscore him by more.
I mean, look, he's put 52, 34, 46, even in a loss to Oregon. Double overtime loss to Oregon. Top 16 in the nation
like
at that
Drew.
Point.
I'd
24
love to see
points.
Him here.
I like the thought of a 6'5" quarterback. I got to be honest, a big guy who wants to be in Cleveland. Yeah, if our fans are turning on Drew Aller, I don't want it's the Mitch Trubisky theory. Like, I like Mitch Trubisky, so I didn't want him to play here. And guess what? I like Drew Aller too, so there's a part of me that doesn't want him to play here either because he's just get thrown to the Wolves. Let him go have success somewhere else and go, why didn't we get him?
So start, I think
that'd be a big win for him.
Start paying more attention to Dante Moore. I will. He's a sophomore and transfer from UCLA to Oregon where he sat last year. But it goes back to the Akili Smith thought. You really want a quarterback who's had one good year of college. And maybe the Jets do it number one.
I don't know. I just want to thank our marching band for that segment. Excellent job.
For those of you watching on NoTube,
I don't know if you noticed, but the saxophone player dotted the I in Baskin as they were doing script Baskin.
Mike Florio is the guru of pro football talk. You see him on NBC every Sunday. Florio is with us frequently. He's with us next, right here on.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.